Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest divine beings of light. For those of you whom we have not met, we are at Aranda. We honor you for your courageousness to come into this virtual room and experience the messages of a divine link that you are indeed providing with your guidance, or possibly beings from the outside of light coming in to communicate with you or through you, dearests. Take a deep breath. We are at Aranda, and we bring with us an entire council of beings of light. Know that that is who you are. You are a part of your own council. You are a divine link. We don't necessarily recognize or connect with the term channeling because there's so many different definitions and connotations for the word channeling. That is why we call you and our vessel, Marilyn, a divine link, a divine connection between this dimension that you are living in and the dimension of non-physical beings that may have been in physical form at some time, or maybe not. So what does a divine link look like? It is indefinable. Or maybe that word would be undefinable. Because you see, you are attempting to define something that is not linear. And your brain wants to grab onto things and make them linear. And yet they are not. And all that you are doing today is not linear. So, as you are understanding that energy, as you are understanding that vibration and that frequency that may or may not be new to you, because as we look into the vibration of you, there are beings out there that are already channeling, and all of you. Yes. All of you have the capabilities to channel, to be that divine link, to be that voice of non-physical beings from the light. So, dearest beings of light, understand that you are a part of that energy. You are a part of the frequency that is coming into this planet, and right here, right now, the frequency of this planet is raising its vibration, is raising its frequency to the highest level possible, which is why things seem a little odd right now. This is a part of the divine order. Take a deep breath on that one. This is a part of the frequency of you. Breathe into that frequency. Breathe into that intention. I hear some people asking out there, why does the vessel Marilyn's voice change? Why does her face change? That was her agreement. She will tell you more about that later. For you see, each of you are those divine links, and you will bring information from yourself, from your guides, from your energy, from the higher realms, and from non-physical realms through to you. So you can indeed be all that you are. So you can indeed be the love that you are. And that is the key, to be grateful for everything and be love. We will be with you all day. Sometimes we will be in the background. Sometimes we will be in the foreground as we are now. Many years ago, we merged with our dear vessel, Marilyn. So the channeled energy, as she calls it, the energy that we run, will be safer for her body. We ask that you do the same to make it safe for your body. Although the energy of the planet itself is raising to such a level that it is now safe for everyone to bring in information from the higher realms. And you get to distinguish between what is from the higher realms, beneficial, and what is from your own personal ego. That is a big distinction. That is what you will learn today. And much, much more. Dearest beings of light, we love you deeply. We see you. We know you. We feel your heart pitter-pattering at the possibility of bringing messages in from the divine. We feel you are questioning if it is even possible. Everything is possible. Know that and understand who you are in relationship to the world around you. Love. That is who you are. And we love you. For now, we will return. Namaste. Namaste.